Is your appetite sometimes out of control? Are you unable to stop eating even when you're full? Download our new Intelligent Medicine video, Defensive Eating, Taming Your Addiction to Food. There's a physiological basis for food addiction. The food industry has gripped our brains using powerful food science. Find out what we can do about it. Go to drhoffman.com to download this important video. We will arm you with proven strategies to change your eating behavior forever. Go to drhoffman.com. Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today I'm joined by Hoffman Center nutritionist Layla Mudin for our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein you can get your questions answered. One of the nice things about listening to Q&A with Layla is that you never know what questions are going to come up, and chances are one or another of the questions will be of personal relevance to you. So, Once a week we do this. And by the way, Layla, you also have your own podcast. How's that going? What are you talking about these days?
Yeah, it's going well. I've gotten into the swing, and I'm getting some questions, and I've got some hot topics I want to talk about, and it's exciting.
What'd you do this week?
Are you still looking at your total number, your total cholesterol number? Is that still a factor? And many other topics, and what we should really be looking at in terms of risk factors for cholesterol. That total number, you know, we still have patients and clients coming in and ask, well, my total cholesterol is 230, and my doctor wants to put me on a statin. Well, that total number means nothing, and I talk all about that.
Good. All right. So useful topics in bite-sized format. A little change from my endless droning, a little bit of a little... a female voice offering helpful information in a very, very palatable form. All right. So, and by the way, those appear on Fridays at drhoffman.com and on Facebook, and you can subscribe via iTunes. All right. So, what's our next question?
Our next question comes from Joanne. Dear Dr. Hoffman and Layla, I've been taking strontium for many years for osteoporosis with some improvement.
On
one of your podcasts, you mentioned that after a number of years, it's wise to go off strontium. Well, I've been off it now for about 5 years, but I've been taking Ostera. I've had a slight improvement in my hip, but I still have osteoporosis, and I want to know, can I go back on strontium after being off of it for 5 years?
The answer is yes, and, you know, under... I mean, I'm not going to take on this case with all its ramifications just on the basis of the sketchy information that we have. But we make a judgment call when we see patients as to whether they need to take strontium. I think strontium, for some people, is overkill. Not that there's any dire harmful effects, but, you know, why take it if you have adequate bone density? It's something which... is natural, but it's in supplement form. It's offered at a much higher dose than we get dietarily. So I'm kind of conservative. When women show improvement and they move to mild osteopenia as opposed to osteoporosis or severe osteopenia, I back off and I tell them to take a little vacation from the strontium. But if bone density starts to drop again, there's no reason not to resume strontium. What I would say is that another star player has emerged in our pantheon of supplements that are beneficial for bone, and that is...
And Joanne actually alludes to that. She asks, also, what is your opinion of Ostanol as opposed to Ostera?
Well, as you don't have to oppose them.
Two different mechanisms of action, right?
Ostera is something which is derived from hops. And it has an anti-inflammatory effect, which seems to protect bone. But it is not as sensational as strontium in terms of building bone. I think strontium, the way to look at strontium is that strontium is a little bit analogous to the rebar that they put in concrete. Now, if you don't know what that is, that's...
I do.
you do, because your husband's a contractor. You know what rebar is.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they don't use enough rebar, then the building collapses. And that so strontium acts to strengthen bone. And the way that Ostera works is it reduces the inflammation that tends to erode bone. Ostanol is different. Austenol is what's called BMP, bone morphogenic protein. And we did a wonderful podcast on this. I invite you all to listen to the podcast that we did recently on the subject of Austenol, because not only is it a bone repair supplement that is really helpful in fractures. We've noticed that patients with fractures recover in record time. One of my family members, he broke his toe, and I went out to have dinner with him, and I said, you know, he's a 30-something big runner, and I said, here, take this, and just faithfully take one of these twice daily. And within a couple of days, this is very painful, within a couple of days, he said, the pain is just dramatically alleviated.
Wow.
And so, and we've had patients tell us that, too. We had that patient who had broke her elbow, and there was some question whether she would need surgery and whether she'd have elbow mm-hmm. deformity. She's in a lot of pain. She said literally, she was volunteered to me when she came back, that she had a dramatic reduction in her pain. So, and then the orthopedist pronounced her healed. So in record time. And this is not a youngster. This is a woman who's 65. So we also have heard that, and the research is promising, that this is an anti-inflammatory, not just on bone, but also in the joints, and can be helpful for osteoarthritis. And who doesn't have a touch of osteoarthritis past a certain age? It's almost a universal condition. And then
that's very exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to start using more and more Austenol.
More and more Austenol, because I think it's becoming the next superstar.
I think
In bone health. I think it's very exciting.
Yeah,
wow.
I think it's very promising. So the way to get it is you go to drhoffman.com and we stock it, and we'd be very happy to provide Austenol to people who want to try it for bone or for osteoarthritis, or if you've had a fracture, it's ideal if you take it right away. The one thing you can say about Austenol is I don't think there's really a restriction on when to take it. I mean, you can take it for prevention. I think I'm going to start taking it just for prevention because I really want to, although I'm going to knock wood here, I don't have bad knees or bad hips as many runners do when, you know, starting in their 60s. I really want to prevent that from happening. So I'm thinking I would take Austenol to prevent deterioration of my the cushions between my bones, my synovial membranes.
Sure.
You can take it if you have even extreme inflammatory arthritis, and you could take it probably for years to enhance bone. I have to say that I will admit that it's a little early for me to see the results on Austenol because we've been only using it for a couple of years. And generally, when I put patients on a program, they're also on strontium. So when we see these dramatic improvements, I'm not sure whether it's the Austenol or the strontium or a combination of things that's helping our patients improve their bone density. But, we'll be getting more experience with it. More patients will be coming back after sequential bone densitometries, and we'll see, you know, we'll be able to evaluate its effectiveness.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
Yep.
So, Joanne, thank you very much for your question. Okay. Our next question is from Gabe. And, Dr. Hoffman, we've got a bone health thing going on here. Here's another question about strontium. Can strontium for osteoporosis cause osteonecrosis of the jaw like bisphosphonates do?
Okay.
My mother has been taking strontium for a few years and recently developed some TMJ dysfunction.
But that's different. That's different than osteonecrosis of the jaw. Osteonecrosis of the jaw is a terrible degenerative condition that was virtually nothing you can do about it, where your jaw literally starts to dissolve, and then your teeth become loose, and there's almost no way to treat it. And it results from it's a rare complication, but a dread complication of bisphosphonate use. Bisphosphonates include the following drugs: Actonyl, Fosamax, Boniva, and the injectable Reclast. Okay? And so rarely, but devastatingly, they will cause the jaw literally to dissolve. Now, there are risk factors for that among people who've recently had a lot of dental work or have very poor dental health. So if you've had, you know, a series of extractions, or if you've had recent dental implants, or if you plan to have dental implants while you're on bisphosphonates, may not such a great idea to drill into the jaw, create irritation that may trigger this condition. So dentists now finally are aware of this. I actually had to point this out to some patients. Their dentists weren't aware of it a few years ago, but I think dentists are probably running really scared that they may be implicated in this terrible condition by, you know, drilling into the jaw when a patient's on bisphosphonates. So the way bisphosphonates work, specifically, there, you know, we've been through this, and you've done entire seminars. We've done seminars on osteoporosis. Maybe we'll do another one in the future. Is they inhibit what's called osteoclasts, which break down bone. So the result is that bone gets built, but bone does not get properly remodeled. So when you break down the osteoclasts, you sort of interfere with the regenerative process in bones. And I learned something very interesting in my discussion with James Scafidi, who's the CEO of the company that makes Ostenol. Interesting factoid is that every 8 years, your bone is turns over completely. So what that means is that the bone, since 2015, that the bone I had in 2008 or 2007 was entirely different in terms of its molecular constituents, in terms of the calcium, the strontium, the magnesium, all the elements that make up my bone, because the bone is kind of like a bank. You know, you make deposits and withdrawals, and it's constantly remodeled. So, yeah, you can build bone sort of artificially by preventing withdrawals, but that will result in bone that may be more brittle, or it can create side effects like osteonecrosis of the jaw. Now, to the question, strontium doesn't do that. Strontium is like the rebar that strengthens concrete. You know, let's visualize that the calcium that makes up your bones that you take orally is the concrete. And what strengthens that is a molecule that's a little stronger, which is strontium. It's a little more, it's a little harder, more durable than calcium. And that's a reinforcing agent within the concrete. So it won't cause osteonecrosis of the jaw. There's a lot of experience in Europe using strontium, and strontium has not caused an increase in fractures or osteonecrosis of the jaw. So the answer is no, not a problem.
Yeah. Whereas bisphosphonates have caused fractures, and I like to call them freaky fractures, Dr. Hoffman.
Very
We're
good.
Talking about the 50-some-odd-year-old woman who was strap-hanging on the subway and bumped a little bit, and she breaks her femur.
Yes.
That's very, very, very scary. And you know what? Ever since listening to that podcast that you did with the gentleman, the maker of Ostenol with Cyplexanol, the fact that the mechanism of action of bisphosphonates is not just keeping the osteoclasts from doing their job, but stopping the osteoblasts, the builders, wow, that's all very scary. The osteoblasts are responsible for building bone, and if that's no longer happening, how could a drug like that be useful?
Right.
I want to pull my hair out.
Well, it's the it's the bone breaker downs that are inhibited. The osteoblasts just take off, you know, rampantly building, but maybe they're building bone that is faulty towers. If you're a fan of John Cleese and you know that whole British comedy school, remember Faulty Towers?
I think
that dates us, but you know, okay.
That's all right.
We could take one more question. We have one more question that's sort of contained.
We could take, this is from Tom, more about bone health.
Okay.
Dr. Hoffman, I like your podcast very much. I've learned so much. My wife is 67 years old, just had her bone density test, and they want to put her on a drug called Strolia. She would get two shots a year. I've been reading the side effects of it and was wondering your opinion.
Okay. Prolia is a medication that is the latest introduction as an osteoporosis drug. And it works as an NF-kappa-B inhibitor, which inhibits inflammation. And the natural analog to Prolia, although it's much weaker, is Ostera, which contains extract of hops. Now, Prolia is probably good for people who are sort of at the end of the line, and there's who really have failed natural therapy, and they've tried many of the conventional therapies, and they really need something. And initially, it was used in men who had severe osteoporosis because they were castrated. Now, we don't generally, you know, we don't castrate men with a knife anymore for prostate cancer. We want to cut the hormonal stimulation to the prostate cancer. We chemically castrate them. We put them on medications that dramatically cut their testosterone, which is said to be fueling the prostate cancer. And as a result, they become very osteoporotic. So Prolia, in a circumstance like that, well, maybe, just maybe, you need to do that. But it has a lot of side effects. And, you know, I'm not saying that...
I think Tom's wife should try Ostinol.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what I think.
But I'd have to look at the numbers. I mean, I got to tell you, Leila, and you know this, is in the past couple of months, I've sent a couple of women directly to the osteoporosis center at the local major hospital, because these were older women who had profound osteoporosis. They'd already had fractures, and they were bent over and in pain, and they had ridiculously low scores, like -5 in terms of their bone density. Whereas, where the area where we treated, -3, even a -4, but a -5 is just devastating loss of bone.
Yeah.
And also with evidence that the bones were, that these women would cough and break a rib. You know, that's a circumstance where that's what the medication is designed for, these extreme situations. And okay, say there are some risks associated with the medication, but the risks are warranted when the danger of sort of slow, gradual treatment with things like strontium and Ostinol may not do the trick. And by the way, you can buttress the conventional treatment. It's not an all or nothing thing with some of the supplements. You have to kind of know which are compatible with the various osteoporosis drugs. But, by all means, patients who take osteoporosis drugs, some people may be taking osteoporosis drugs and they may not want to go off them. By all means, you can take Ostera. By all means, you can take vitamin D. We can even take strontium. There's no contraindication to that. And Ostinol is likely to be of benefit. There's no demonstration that that's a problem. In fact, I asked James Scafidi if there had been any trials where Ostinol had been used with osteoporosis medication. He said yes. He said you can get kind of a hamburger helper effect above and beyond the effect of the medications when you use Ostinol with the medication. So there's no it's not an all or nothing situation. And any man or woman who's facing osteoporosis, whether or not you opt for drugs, you need the natural perspective. And oh, by the way, keep in mind, we just did a podcast on Meridine, which makes the Live MD unit, which is it's the vibrational platform,
machine,
which is also really an important accoutrement to osteoporosis. It's not a pill you take; it's a platform you stand on for 10 minutes a day, and it's really demonstrated to enhance bone density and bone strength. And that's another worthwhile thing to undertake if you have this, if you want to go full court press on the problem.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Tom, thank you for your question. Best of luck to your wife.
Yeah. Have you noticed? I think two things that we really seem to be working a lot on these days. I mean, I don't narrow myself to a specialization and say, okay, I'm just going to see certain types of patients now. I mean, I used to see kids. Now I, only see, older kids and adolescents. I don't see infants and babies. But we see a lot of patients with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, and we see a lot of patients with osteoporosis. And I just feel that we really have nailed down some excellent protocols for those conditions. Not to say that we don't see other stuff that's, like a lot of fatigue patients, a lot of, patients with, hormonal problems, menopausal problems, you name it. But
other autoimmune conditions and diabetes and...
Right, exactly. Yeah. Cardiovascular, cancer even. So, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, once again, please visit our store at drhoffman.com. Check out the products there. Help to support this free podcast if you enjoy it. And also be the beneficiary of some excellent supplements. drhoffman.com for your supplement needs. Consider a visit with Layla to straighten out your supplement program. If you got, say, a problem with osteopenia or osteoporosis and you want to know which supplements are compatible, you know, whether or not strontium is for you, give us a call at the Hoffman Center. Layla will straighten you out. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much for joining us. And thank you, Layla.
Thank you.
And this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me, but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.